Welcome to the Stillness Sessions. I am so glad that you are here. You have shown up, and that in itself is an act of courage. If you would like, reach for your essential oil, cedarwood for grounding, or clary sage for clarity and trust. Rub your palms together, bring them to your nose, and take a long, deep inhale. Let the scent remind your body that you are safe, that you can soften. Then begin to find a comfortable position, whether seated or lying down. Allow your eyes to gently close, or maybe just soften your gaze. Feel the support beneath you. Notice how it holds you, secures you. Take a deep breath in through your nose and a slow exhale through your mouth. One more deep inhale through the nose. Then open your mouth and just allow your body to start to soften. Begin to bring awareness to your body. Notice where you might still be holding tension. The shoulders, the jaw, the belly. Invite those spaces to loosen. Now bring your focus to your breath. Feel the inhale as it expands through the ribs. Feel the exhale as it releases down through the body. Your breath doesn't need to be controlled. Simply steady, like the rhythm of your footsteps on a familiar trail. For a few moments, rest there in the simplicity of breathing. Imagine yourself standing at the edge of a wooded path at dusk. The air is cool and carries the scent of cedar and earth. The sky is fading. Streaks of deep purple and amber still glow between the trees. You step forward. The trail is dim, but you can still make out your next few steps. Each one feels deliberate, grounded, certain, even though you can't yet see where it leads. crunch softly beneath your feet. A breeze moves through the trees, brushing against your skin like a quiet whisper. Keep going. You are safe here. Notice how your body feels as you walk. The mixture of calm and uncertainty. The pull between comfort and curiosity. This is what courage feels like. Not the absence of fear, but the willingness to keep walking. The light begins to fade. You can no longer see the full path ahead. For a moment, you pause. Your instinct might be to turn back, to return to the light behind you, to the familiar. But instead, you take a deep breath. You feel your feet grounding into the earth. Even without the light, you realize you still know where you are. You can feel the path beneath you, the air on your skin, the steady rhythm of your breath. You are safe. You are supported. You are capable of walking even when the way isn't visible. Stay here for a few breaths. Let your body remember what it feels like to be steady in uncertainty. Shows up not to stop us, but but to remind us that we're stepping into something new. It's not a wall. It's a doorway. Take one slow, deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. And when you are ready, take another step forward. A few more steps, and something begins to shift. You notice the soft glow of moonlight filtering through the canopy. The darkness isn't gone, but it no longer feels heavy. It feels alive, peaceful, even beautiful. Now imagine that same light beginning to rise within you, a quiet, steady warmth in the center of your chest. With each inhale, it grows stronger. With each exhale, it spreads outward through your heart, your arms, your hands. You are both the traveler and the light that guides the way. Fear may still whisper, but your courage speaks louder. Stay here in this glow, breathing, expanding, trusting. Begin to bring your awareness back to your body. Feel your breath, steady, strong. Feel the ground beneath you, supportive, real. The forest may have darkened, but you've discovered that you can walk through it, that the light you were looking for was within you all along. fear will come and go, but courage stays. It lives in the breath, in the step, in the choice to keep showing up. Take one deep breath in and a long exhale out. When you feel ready, begin to gently return. Wiggle your fingers and toes. If your eyes are closed, let them open softly. Before you move on with your day, take a few minutes to journal. Where in my life am I being asked to trust the path, even when it's not fully clear? Let your words flow without judgment. And remember, you don't need to be finished to be whole. You are already enough, exactly as you are. Until next time.